This seems to be kind of a foregone conclusion these days. Most transactions are structured as a stock transaction, or rather a sale of membership interests these days. It is a one of the outset considerations as to whether the transaction, the M&A transaction, will be structured as a company sale or an asset sale. Some of the considerations to include are to take in mind are transfer considerations, and those are can be with the assignment of various contracts and permits. On the assignment side, there are many of the contracts, as you know, and permits, but mostly contracts would have certain prohibitions against assignment. If you are selling the entire project company, sometimes those consents can be avoided. Typically, many of the landowner consents can be avoided unless those contracts include a change of control provision. Then you cannot get around that that consent requirement. The inclusivity of the transaction is another consideration. This really cuts both ways. From a buyer's perspective, the company, the acquisition of the project company, is better on the asset side because you can be more assured that all of the assets that are required for the development and operation of the project are included, entitled in the project company. But then you also get all of the liabilities that come along with those assets and with the project company.